The impact statements at the Larry Nassar hearing and calls for MSU President Luana K. Simon to step down have thrust our area into the national spotlight. For some perspective, I've joined on the phone by Fernanda Zamudio Suarez, correspondent with the Chronicle of Higher Education. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
We are hearing gut-wrenching testimony from so many young women victims. Do you think this is scarring MSU's reputation nationally?
I think that a lot of the testimonies that we've heard throughout the course of the week have really amped up within as the week goes on. And it's definitely putting MSU into the national spotlight. We've seen editorials, you know, just this weekend from Jemele Hill, from The Undefeated, BuzzFeed, the Chicago Tribune, and other papers who are really calling for some sort of action on MSU's behalf. So I don't know if it's quite there with, you know, damaging your reputation, but this is what people are talking about.
And although some are calling for President Simon to step down, it's not unanimous.
Mm-hmm.
What does that say about MSU nationally?
And I think that the situation with the leadership at the university, how the board of trustees is backing her, minus one trustee who this weekend stated his opposition to backing Luana K. Simon. I think that leadership debacles like this, it's just, this is what people are talking about, and some people are saying, oh, her days are numbered. The editorials that have come out against Luana K. Simon, you know, have, you know, also called for her resignation, like the one in the student paper. But ultimately, the board, the people who matter most, they're supporting her. So it's definitely caused a lot of people to just watch this university.
You wrote that Penn State's football program was hit with steep penalties for its mishandling of the Jerry Sandusky case, where he was assaulting young students. Are you seeing a lot of people drawing parallels to the situation at Penn State, or are they saying it's different?
Yeah, I've seen quite a few people who, especially when they're writing editorials or opinion pieces, who are drawing parallels to the situation at Penn State. I haven't spoken with anybody in my reporting who said that, but those parallels are being drawn in terms of, like, opinion pieces and editorials.
Other than this scandal, what is President Simon's reputation as a national leader or nationally among colleges?
Right. That's a great question. She's been the president of Michigan State University since 2005, and she has some vocal supporters on the faculty, and, you know, at least a majority of the board is backing her. So for somebody to be a president for that long of a big institution like Michigan State, that's pretty significant. There must be something about her leadership or her mastery as an academic politician. The way that she's been able to fundraise has been pretty significant for the university. So there must be something else, other ties that are really grounding her there as a leader. You don't really see presidents stick around for as long as she has, especially at big institutions like Michigan State. So that, I think, makes it an even more interesting case to watch.
We know you'll be watching this. Thanks for joining us, Fernanda Zamudio Suarez with the Chronicle of Higher Education, for joining us on the phone.
Thanks so much.